Title: Day 1 Notes at the 2020 JP Morgan Healthcare Conference. Content: If I printed a t-shirt for the 2020 JP Morgan Healthcare Conference, what would it say? In past years, it would have been big data, analytics, artificial intelligence, ACA, risk, Medicare Advantage, or quality. This year, I'd have to say it was diversification, organic growth, and scale. Almost every presentation we attended used those terms, to the point where I wanted to jump up and yell bingo. I got it already, but the message that came through loud and clear this year is that the healthcare industry has figured out what it needs to do and where it needs to go, and that it is creating positive impact for patients while generating good profits by doing so. The healthcare industry clearly is not at scale yet. As John Starcher, Jr., the chief executive officer of Catholic Health System Bon Secours Mercy Health, said, "None of us has scale as we all are under 3% in the U.S. market, that s not scale." On the provider side, we continue to see consolidation occur, as we see ongoing health system, physician organization, and post-acute mergers and acquisitions. And with continuing revenue growth and strong balance sheets being reported by many of the health systems, there is dry powder for more consolidation in 2020. And yet, company after company took pains to show substantial organic growth in addition to growth from acquisitions. We saw it with health plans like Centene and with multiple hospital systems. It looked like it was a Lake Wobegon economic statistic, where everyone was growing in their market share, revenue, and/or patients, all at the same time. There was a lot of confidence presented, even in markets where the future is uncertain, such as the ACA marketplace, and, no, we did not hear one word today about the ACA Texas court challenge working its way back from the circuit court to the district court in Texas. On the health plan side, the effects of scale are showing. Centene Chief Executive Michael Niedorf noted that Centene will be serving 1 in 15 of Americans after the WellCare acquisition closes, given its diversified product portfolio of Medicaid, Marketplace, and Medicare Advantage. Niedorf recounted the effect of their investment in systems and IT at scale. He said that Centene in many states was paying the average doctor in 6 days or less with greater than 98% accuracy. And analytics can be provided to doctors on an almost real-time basis, with only 3 days of lag. Niedorf said that having that deep, fresh data has been very helpful in showing the states with which Centene is contracting the true burden of illness and costs of the contracted population, resulting in better contracted rates. "We are becoming in many ways," Niedorf said, "a technology company that does healthcare." Which leads us to Oscar. Bruce Broussard, Chief Executive Officer of Humana today, said that Oscar and Devoted Health are changing the experience with customers, making the experience more about health than the insurance product. Oscar's Chief Executive Officer, Mario Schlosser, showed to a standing room only crowd how Oscar has come of age in 2020, operating in 29 markets with individual, small group, and Medicare Advantage products. He shared some fascinating insights into how higher engagement that they have achieved leads not only to greater retention, but also, 1, higher premiums, 2, reduction of network costs, through direction of physician visits to lower cost, quality providers, and channeling of prescription drugs to lower cost choices through the establishment of a $3 copay for preferred drugs, much like Walmart does with its employees, and, 3, reduces total healthcare costs. Oscar also showed that it has approximately 40% utilization of telemedicine visits by patients with chronic major complex conditions, with almost 30% telemedicine utilization for their general population. Schlosser then took the JP Morgan audience through how easy it is using the Oscar system to drive health behaviors beneficially through their engagement tools. For example, an automated reminder is sent out when it is time for a colorectal screening, but a home kit is offered out as an easy way to undertake the screening. Schlosser reported a 20% uptake on that email campaign, resulting in more screening and at lower overall cost. But wait, there's more. For patients screened with a positive result, the doctor is prompted to call the patient and discuss the